This morning centres around New Zealand. Now, a man who identified himself as Brenton Tarrant of Australia filmed himself just before live streaming a mass shooting at a mosque in Christchurch in New Zealand. He calls himself, well, we obviously have to basically identify and speak to the sources who can actually tell us whether or not this is indeed confirmed. But from what we know so far, he's identified himself as Brenton Tarrant, 28, of Australia, filming himself doing that particular shooting. So we are trying to catch up with the New Zealand police authorities. We know that there will be a press conference that will be happening. There'll be a media stand-up, as they call it, at 5 p.m. today at the Royal Society, basically looking and giving some feedback on this. And police are aware that there's an extremely distressing video relating to the incident in Christchurch circulating online. And the police also saying that we would strongly urge that the link not be shared. We are working to have any footage removed, says the New Zealand police on their Twitter page. So we will be following up on that. Now, we have Chelsea Daniels in Christchurch, and she is a reporter at News Talk. Chelsea, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. Distressing times in New Zealand. So condolences to you and your countrymen. What is the latest? What can you tell us about what happened?
Look, it is a completely terrifying and unprecedented event here in Christchurch. Now, gunmen have opened fire at two mosques in the city with reports of up to 27 people dead. The two mosques on Deans Avenue and Linwood Avenue around the city centre. Four people are in custody. Apparently, three men and one woman have been arrested. But the police commissioner here, Mike Bush, says He stressed, really, that may not be the end of it. He said not only Christchurch should be alarmed, but everywhere in the country should be alarmed. He said anyone who wants to attend mosques anywhere in New Zealand should really not do it now. I understand Christchurch is still in lockdown. Mm. Children who finished school about 3 hours ago now are still in lockdown. Parents aren't able to pick them up.
Now, can you confirm, because I've seen reports online, of course, that a man calling himself Brenton Tarrant, 28, of Australia, actually posted a video and some documents as well, and also live-streamed the shooting?
Yes, a 17-minute video that appears to show the shooting on Deans Avenue, taken from the viewpoint of the alleged killer, had been posted online, live-streamed online. Horrific images there. I mean, police are urging the public not to share it, not to view it, and it's been taken down from several internet sites now. I myself watched parts of it. I wish I hadn't. It was really...
Yep.
It was otherworldly.
Now, the New Zealand Herald also reporting that the shooting at the second mosque was stopped by an armed Muslim who chased the shooters and fired two shots at them.
There are reports, yes, of a man who chased them away. There's been several, you know, acts of heroism, really, from the public. Not only those like the man you mentioned there, but people helping those running for their lives outside of those mosques. We spoke to a man who cradled a five-year-old girl who'd been shot in his arms. They took her to hospital before the ambulance were able to come past the cordon. Another man cradled a man in his arms, had been shot in the back. He died. So, I mean, these people are putting their lives at risk, really, in something that New Zealand really hasn't seen. We've had issues with guns before, but nothing of this scale, nothing really has touched this country like something like this.
And do you have a problem with white supremacist groups in New Zealand at all?
Not particularly. I mean, there've been terrorist experts, counter-terrorism experts, claiming that perhaps the South Island, where Christchurch is, is predominantly white. There have been suggestions that there have been, if there were to be any white supremacists in our country, it would be in the South, but nothing to this scale. Like I said, unprecedented here. Nothing like what we've seen.
And just finally, and I know you're busy and I know you need to report, so thank you. What is the death toll as far as you know?
As far as we know, the two mosques, up to 27 people have been killed. That number is likely to rise.
Once again, our condolences to you and your country, Chelsea Daniels, and thank you very much for your time this morning. That is
Thank you.
Chelsea Daniels, reporter at News Talk, just giving you the latest there. This is